one of the things I wanted to ask you about, because I've been experimenting, I've been teaching authentic movement a lot, and it seems like the more classic form, you go in, you come out, you come to a known conscious place and you write or you speak. And I've been having people keep their eyes closed, stay in the space, and speak, because I find that they're speaking from a voice they don't know so well. And then they externalize it, which is the reason to speak or write. And then they have access to it. And, you know, you talk about getting lost. And even in when you talk about your daily practice of writing, you talked about very personal writing. I don't know that all that morning writing is personal journals. Sounds like a lot of it was or is. But, you know, then you're writing books and you're explaining important concepts for people. And what's the relation between that very personal writing and your more writing that's more for the external world? And what's your experience of those voices that are very internal and how they manifest, how they affect each other? Is that a fair question?
Well, there's several questions in there, several layers in there.
That was the question.
And one that struck me was that my writing in the beginning was very theoretical and very distant. It's a little bit like my dance training, rather than being highly emotional, was, you know, through ballet and has a kind of architectural distance, and then got more and more, perhaps more personal, but certainly more about creating my own work, and so that kind of investigation. But the writing was quite theoretical, meaning it was almost a way to engage concepts and find my way to them. You know, so like if you're reading Nietzsche, and then how do you find your path to that, yeah, to that voice? And then I began a writing workshop with Doug Anderson, who's a Vietnam veteran. Let me say that clearly. Doug, who was a veteran from Vietnam, who had been a medic in Vietnam, and a poet. But when you wrote in his writing workshops, you didn't write fluff and you didn't write distance. You wrote what was the most real happening for you in the moment. And if you're writing with someone who's seen a lot of death and been present to that, it brings that level of, reality, looking for language that has a kind of visceral clarity to it rather than ideas about something. Mm. And that changed my writing. So, of course, in my books, I do distinguish the information sections that are fairly a cool voice, sort of for the cortex information about any topic, from the stories that are in the margin that are more what I wrote with Doug Anderson. The personal, limbic, emotional, relational way of connecting to an experience. So my journals go the whole spectrum. You know, they can be lists, they can be language, they can be theoretical, they come back to personal. It's that weave. It's kind of a practice for articulating. And then when I go to the studio, and I often try to go as soon as I can in the morning while I'm still close to that thread. I often write while I'm dancing. Language seems to simplify. A lot of it goes away. Certain words become quite clear. This is the word that needs to be spoken about this topic. It has certain rhythm, a certain texture to it. So that's another dialogue between voice and movement.
Wow.
I've never tried what you said about speaking with the eyes closed, and I think it would be fascinating. Certainly what you're trying to do in the embodied voice is to not jump from the embodied experience to ideas about it. You're trying to stay embodied in it. So,
to listen to the full audio of this interview and to learn more about the Somatic Visionaries program, please visit ritualandresearch.org.